TV dramas in the Czech Republic often aren't bad, but occasionally something comes along which is a head above the rest. Last autumn it was a dramatic series on commercial broadcaster Nova entitled Soukromé pasky, Private Traps. 12 separate stories centering on characters in everyday dilemmas, which critics praised for excellent writing, acting, and psychological depth. The project was overseen by filmmaker Teresa Kopáčová, one of the better-known names in the Czech TV business. Her work and Soukromé pasky are the subject of this panorama. How did Teresa Kopáčová get her start? She studied documentary at Prague's FAMU Film Academy in the 1990s, following largely in her family's footsteps, her father, a filmmaker as well. Soon she broke into the business shooting for TV. She took part in a documentary series called Gen, focusing on famous Czech personalities. She taped episodes of stars like singer Karel Gott, Olympic javelin thrower Jan Železný, and footballer Pavel Nedvěd. She admits to a large degree she's always been attracted to successful individuals.
Já si myslím, tohle je docela konzistentní. Já vlastně celý život opravdu točím příběhy výjimečných.
I think I've been fairly consistent in this. Most of my career I've shot films about extraordinary people. The one exception was my first film, Gentle and Velvet, which was metaphorically about the Velvet Revolution, but was really about striptease. If before 1989 you had buses of visitors coming to the National Theatre, now you had people coming for strip shows. Since then, I've focused on individuals who are very dedicated in their areas, gaining fame as a result. For me, the stories can be very intimate.
It isn't always easy for filmmakers to get up close and personal, but Teresa Kopáčová says for her, it's never been too great a problem. There can be exceptions. Pavel Nedvěd, guarded about his privacy, was not an easy person to shoot.
Pavel Nedvěd was tricky and it was difficult there to go far because he had so little time. On the other hand, I'm not sure how much there really was to uncover. Of course, it can be a bit of a battle with famous people. In the early 1990s, it was easier. Back then, even Karel Gott was not completely sure about how he wanted to be viewed. Now, stars are more guarded about their image, and it's harder to get underneath, which is too bad. Abroad, I think celebrities are far more open to the media, which generally makes for more interesting entertainment.
In many ways, Kopáčová has had a unique opportunity in dealing with celebrities, first as a documentary filmmaker and later as the editor-in-chief of Story, a popular Czech tabloid originally founded by writer Helena Pavlovská. While there, Teresa Kopáčová focused on capturing those in the limelight. But she also came under a good deal of criticism from some colleagues.
To zrovna v téhle zemi je strašně vyhrocený a já jsem...
In this country, this is really a huge thing, and a lot of people refuse to accept that I might do both. Basically, I was oscillating between the tabloid and serious documentary, and had a lot of problems with people who wrote me off for it. On the other hand, not all Czech tabloids are the same. You have the lowest of the low, people with few ethics and poor writing for the worst titles. Then you have better writing, but still sensationalists like Blesk. And then you have friendlier celebrity magazines, which I think is the case with Story. You don't have to lie, although there is still exaggeration involved. For me, it was tough. I wanted to use the tabloid to tell the truth. It was problematic, I admit.
Teresa Kopáčová left Story behind to again focus on film, eventually coming to her most successful project to date, Soukromé pasky, Private Traps.
Další příběh soukromých pastí. Já odcházím, protože se s tebou nedá vydržet.
To se všimlo až po 25 letech?
Approached by TV Nova, she was given the opportunity to head a series unlike any other on Czech TV screens. While focusing at first glance on everyday problems, the series achieved fair success as TV drama through tightly written scripts and excellent direction. The hook? We all fall into traps of our own making. Individual episodes saw characters dealing with various dilemmas, such as choosing between a career and having a child, having an extramarital affair, experimenting in a same-sex relationship. Teresa Kopáčová produced and also directed two of the TV films herself. I asked her which of the episodes in the series were among her favorites.
Tak, protože to jsou všechno moje děti, protože i když jsem to netočila, tak jsem...
For me, that's difficult to answer, since all of the episodes, in a way, were my children. I was really involved from beginning to end, even in the episodes I didn't direct. But if I had to choose, I would say the ones by Lenka Vimrová, Něžný vetřelec and Fine Brigáda. Those stories were really strong. Fine Brigada, for example, is about a university student who begins making money on the side as a high-end prostitute. That was the somewhat controversial phenomenon we focused on.
Společnice, takže vlastně lepší prostitutka.
Neměla bych to utrácet. Já vím. Ale vždycky, když si koupím nějakou pěknou věc, kterým mám radost, tak je svět najednou hezčí.
That clip was from Fine Brigada, but another episode was Jiná láska, starring Zuzana Skivinová and Zuzana Norisová. It was about a married teacher falling in love with her female colleague, which throws her world into upheaval. A story of loss, difficulties, but also finding one's identity. Producer Teresa Kopáčová makes clear good scripts are few and therefore at a premium. In this case, it wasn't difficult to enlist some of the country's best actors, including Tatiana Vilhelmová, Anna Geislerová and Sasha Rashilov.
Byli hrozně vděční, to já jsem tady naznačila nějakou...
A lot of the actors were really happy with the roles. Of course, there aren't that many good scripts around for various reasons. I think that of all the jobs in filmmaking, script writing is the hardest. So when you give a good actor quality material, they want it.
Tak nebyl problém sehnat na to skvělý herce.
As it stands, the commercial and critical success of the first series means that Soukromé pasky will be back. A continuation is planned and is expected to air on TV Nova sometime next year.